USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Navy's top admiral will soon decide the fate of the ship captain who was fired after pleading for commanders to move faster to safeguard his infected crew on the USS Theodore Roosevelt. Admiral Mike Gilday will decide whether Navy Captain Brett Crozier stepped out of line when he went around the chain of command and sent an email pushing for action to stop the outbreak. 660 sailors on the aircraft carrier, now docked in Guam, have tested positive for the virus and 7 have been hospitalized. One sailor has died and more than 4,000 of the ship's 5,000 crew members have been moved for quarantine. The review won't be limited to Crozier. It will also look at the command climate on the ship and higher up within the Pacific-based fleet to determine if there's broader leadership issues. Gilday could decide that Crozier acted in the best interest of his crew and was unfairly removed and could reinstate him as captain of the Roosevelt. This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Foreign licensed physicians living in the United States can now apply for a temporary emergency license to practice medicine in the state of New Jersey during the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Phil Murphy said this army can always use more reinforcements and said the program will begin accepting applications immediately. Physicians licensed under the program will be able to provide in-person medical care at facilities licensed by the state of New Jersey Health Department. Anyone setting foot on the streets of San Francisco outside their homes will now be required to wear a face covering, as is going on in a number of other cities around the country. The order by Mayor London Breed and Health Director Grant Colfax goes into effect immediately. Additionally, transportation workers and other employees who interact with the public must also cover their face while doing essential work, according to the new city mandate. Los Angeles, California's largest city, already had a similar policy in place. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The anniversary of a deadly American tragedy, and USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
Until 9/11, it was the deadliest domestic terrorism incident in U.S. history. It's the 25th anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing that killed 168 people and injured nearly 700 others. A rental truck filled with explosives was detonated outside the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in O.C., and the blast destroyed or damaged more than 300 buildings. Former U.S. Army soldiers Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols convicted of the attack. McVeigh claimed that he targeted that building to avenge the raid on the compound of a Branch Davidian religious sect in Waco, Texas, which had happened 2 years prior. I'm Chris Barnes.
A spokesman for Bill Cosby said the imprisoned actor wouldn't survive if he contracts coronavirus behind bars. Andrew Wyatt, his attorney, said in a statement that Cosby, age 82, recently had partially blocked arteries, is blind from glaucoma, takes medication for high blood pressure, and recently had 2 major surgeries to prevent cardiovascular failure. Cosby was convicted in 2018 of aggravated indecent assault in 2004. He is serving a 3 to 10 year sentence in a Pennsylvania state prison. At that prison, 22 inmates and 13 staff members have contracted the virus. One inmate has died. The attorney, Wyatt, said he is confident Cosby would be one of the inmates that is released under Governor Wolf's executive order. He said Mr. Cosby was not given a life sentence or a death sentence. He should be free. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.